This is John Mill with a quick comment. Whenever a guy says he wants to talk with me man to man, I assume he's up to no good. He either can't get what he wants by just speaking right out, or he's trying to get around my woman by playing me against her, or he's trying to validate an uncertain masculinity. I'm reminded of this observation by a recent incident, the Oak Creek, Wisconsin Sikh temple shooting on August 5th. You might say the suspect, a known white supremacist, was acting manly by targeting dangerous others of a different religion. I'm no expert on the subject, because I've never used a gun in place of my penis, so I'm not going to presume to say what constitutes manly behavior. I can, however, point to a few examples of what I think is not. Picking on the weak, the uninformed, the defenseless is not. Turning your back on those who cannot help themselves is not. Pretending to know what you don't know is not. Being selfish is not. Making judgments and decisions based on fear and prejudice is not. Forgetting to be grateful for your gifts and to learn from your flaws is not. Outsourcing your moral code is not. These seven qualities ring true to me because they are the exact opposite of what any fanatical group, like white supremacists, enforces on their followers. Indeed, they're the exact opposite of what religion teaches. We'll never know what the Sikh temple shooter was thinking, but make no mistake, if you don't think for yourself, if you don't question authority, I would question your masculinity and your religion. These seven are not the only manly qualities, and women can benefit from them too. I'm not suggesting you take them on faith. That wouldn't be manly. But if you really want to make the world a better place, my advice would be to take the advice of the late Michael Jackson, hardly a man's man, and start with the man in the mirror. Man,